Kehilchas Aser Smei Tshuva, which begins in Simen Tav Resh Beis. So the Simen begins with the Ramah. The Ramah starts off, Hagah, Mis'anin L'machris Rosh Hashanah. We fast the day after Rosh Hashanah, which is Tainas Tzim Gedalia. V'hu Tainas Tziba, and so Tainas Tziba. Rosh Brewer says, V'chol Al-Chaisim Nizbar B'Simen Tav Kufnun. Take a look over there in the Simen, and the Mishmur over there is where Hilchas Tainus is found. And the question is, what's the Ramah coming to teach us? Now, it's possible to say as follows. The title of the Simen is Seidi Yimei Tshuva. And the question is, why do we fast Tzim Gedalia? What if it's, so Gedalia was killed on this day, the yahrzeit of Gedalia ben Achikam, but we don't fast on the yahrzeit of every great person. So why are we fasting on this day? So the Marsha of Adi and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yeches Amud Aleph, says that it's because it's a chedek of our tshuva. How did Gedalia die? Because he came and he was given the Musar, and Klal Yisrael themselves killed him. They didn't want to accept the Musar. So part of our tshuva is that we will accept Musar. We want to accept the Musar. We want to accept what we're doing wrong to be able to do it right. So that's why we fast on the Tainus of Tzim Gedalia. So it's a chedek of the tshuva. So when the Mechaber says, say the Yimei Tshuva, says Ramah, part of you, Yimei Tshuva, part of your Seidi Yimei Tshuva is the fast of Tzim Gedalia. It's not just halachas and halachas dainas, but it's part of the Seidi Yimei Tshuva. And then it goes on to teach us that during all these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're marben tefillin tachnunim, because it's a time where even a tefillas yachid is chaviv, tremendously befirmed by Hashem. Now, in Simen Tav Resh Gimel, Tav Resh Gimel teaches us a yisoid that during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, one should be zohir, one should be careful in different chumras that they're not nizar during the year, even though they're chumras and during the year I'm not nizarin, it's not meikra din. However, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's a specific inyan to be zohir in these chumras. One example that's given is paspalter, bread that was baked by a non-Jewish baker in a bakery. It was baked to be sold, where during the year, many Ashkenazim will be mekel on eating it, based on the Ramah in Kufi Gimel in Yerideya. However, when it comes to Aseret Yemei Tshuva, they'll be machmir to take on the chumrah of not eating it. What's very interesting is if you look at the Sharetzin in Simen Tav Resh Tes, Ois Aleph, Sharetzin over there is going on the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch that talks about whether you could be matmin, if you could put something away on Erev Yom Kippur to keep it warm for Matzah Yom Kippur, where you're not doing hachana on Yom Kippur for Matzah Yom Kippur, you're doing it on Erev Yom Kippur. What should be wrong about it? And the Sharetzin says over there, Afa gav de medina tzmuta. During Aseret Yemei Tshuva, even things which are medina mutter, not even a chumrah, is also kedai not to do. But the question is, why? What is this? It's a game? What am I doing? So one answer is that we're trying to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like we're taking that extra step, that step more than the Ikra Din, during the year, I'm a Ikra Din person. I follow Shulchan Aruch and I do everything properly. But you know what? For 10 days, I'm going to take a step further for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch to do things which, even though I don't have to do it to the extent, like you just said, even something which is Medina Mutter. But I'm going to do something just has to make sense. It can't be a ridiculous thing, but it has to make sense. I'm doing something which is considered a Chumrah. During the year, I don't do that chumrah. Now I'm going to do that chumrah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same so to you, even though I deserve a certain judgment, do mishuris, go lefnim mishuris adin and give me a better judgment. Or another
What's the difference between a chumrah and something that doesn't make sense? Like,
I understand you have to use your seichel to jump up three times for the sake of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not going to do anything, right? So before you decide something, find out if it makes sense. Now, another reason which is given is because during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us. Der Hashem b'Yimatzai, Yimatzai is Yom Kippur. Der Hashem is during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us, whatever that means, he's closer to us. So we're like in his palace. When you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace, of course you act different than when you're not in his palace. So therefore it's not a steer of the fact that today, during these days, I'm going to do certain chumras and act differently that I don't do during the year. Tav Resh Dalet discusses the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, which is based on a Gemara. Actually, the Gemara is mentioned in a few places. It's Masechet Brachos, Masechet Pesachim, where the Gemara brings down the pasuk Ve'inisem es nafshisecham v'tishol achodesh be'erev. You should pain yourself. Ve'inisem es nafshisecham v'tishol achodesh be'erev. The Gemara says V'chi betishim es anin v'aloi basor es anin. Yom Kippur is on the 10th of the month, not on the 9th of the month. So why is the pasuk saying on the 9th? So Gemara answers, Elo loyim l'chot to teach you, kol ha'oichol v'shoise v'tshii, whoever eats and drinks on the 9th, malol avakosev ki'ilo mis'anet tashii v'asiri. The pasuk considers it as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th day. And the Beis Yosef and others seem to learn that it's asmachta, it's not a real limud, it's not a real drasha, just a smach that the Chazal put on the pasuk, but the Magen Avraham, the Lecha Mishnah, Pri Chadash, and many others learn it's a deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa, and that's why the Mishmur is machria. Mishmur says it's a mitzvah min haTorah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Nafkamina, we pass in that way, mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah srichas kavana. You have to have kavana. Before you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to have kavana, and then mekayim the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Kav Chaim brings down a whole piece to say, Harini Mucham Zumin, the Indian of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. What's the reason for this mitzvah? Why is it that the Torah is giving us this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So the Rishonim bring down a few reasons for this. And Rabbeinu Yoina Shari Tshuvan Shari Dalet Ois Ches through Yud, he brings three reasons. One reason is to show our Simcha that the Zman Kapara is coming. We're holding by the Zman Kapara. We're reaching the Zman Kapara. We're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't have that daiga. We believe in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us our Kapara. Number two, Yom Kippur is a Yontif. And every Yontif has to have a Sudas Yontif. But we can't. We have to fast on Yontif. So the Suda of Yom Kippur is on Erev Yom Kippur. Number three is in order to be mechazik ourselves so that we'll be able to fast better. Because Baruch Hu says, I want you to fast on Yom Kippur because fasting is what's going to help you get your kapara. Fasting, as the Chinuch writes, that the purpose of fasting is I'm separating myself from the Inyani Olam Hazeh. I'm becoming a Ruchni Zdika person. On Yom Kippur, we're doima to a malach who doesn't need food and drinks. So I'm separating myself from this world in a way that I'm showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am a Rukhni Zdika person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what you're supposed to do for your kapara. But I want it to be easy for you. So eat and drink before Yom Kippur so that it will be easier for you to fast on Yom Kippur. There are many nafkaminas, as the Ksav Sefer in the Tshuva is Mayruch, many nafkaminas between these reasons, right? One nafkamina is, let's say someone is a chayla and not fasting on Yom Kippur. So they don't have the third reason, but they have the second reason, that's Yontif. They have the first reason, that's excitement. Do I need to eat a su'uda? Is the mitzvah of eating su'uda passed? Do I need bread? Well, according to the second reason, you should eat a su'uda. According to the first reason, excitement is what, you know, on Shabbos afternoon you have candy, you're excited about Shabbos, I'm excited about this man kapara, it doesn't have to be. But for the third reason, I need to eat nutritious foods that are going to give me kaychas to fast better, not foods that are going to slow me down. So again, they could be made after me. And that's why the Lashon and the Mechaber is Ulaharbois Besuda, to eat and also to be Marbe Besuda, to gain all the reasons. These are the reasons. There's one more reason given by the Taisus Rid, which is a very interesting reason. It's totally the opposite. Taisus Rid is bothered with the Gemara that we started off with. The Gemara says, Malani, I'm going to consider it as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. If we're eating on the 9th, for whatever reason you give me to eat on the 9th, I didn't fast. What does it mean? It's as if you fasted. You did totally the opposite. Says the Taisus Rid that the kapara comes from the fasting, the pain, v'nisim, from the pain of the fasting. And the metzius is that if you eat a lot before a fast, the fast is much more painful because your stomach has grown bigger and expecting more food. So it's a lot more painful, the fast. So therefore, if you'll eat on Erev Yom Kippur, malani aleichem, as if you fasted the 9th and 10th, because you have double the amount of pain. See, so not, you can try that. But that's what he says. Nafkamina. There's a big nafkamina here. Can I take the tzom kal pills, those pills that make it easier for me to fast? According to the first three tzrotzim, according to Rashi, according to the Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, yes, you could. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't out to make it more painful. He gave you a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur to make it easier, so I could take those pills also to make it easier. But according to the Taisus Rid, with the idea of eating is to make it more painful, then who said you could take away the pain of fasting? Halachal Ma'aseh V'Pasul like the Rabbeinu Yoina, and those svaras that if you could take the tzom kal before Yom Kippur, you don't have to worry about it.
Is the mitzvah also not before?
Oh, we'll get to it. Good question. Now, now like this. Okay, now, the question was, do you need to eat pas, bread, or other things? So that we sort of says totally in the reasons for why we fast. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva about women. Do women have this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah zaseh zman groma. Do they have a mitzvah? The Ksav Sefer says, well, if the svar for the mitzvah is in order to help you for the fast, then of course they have it. So again, that's where the raid comes. Now, what about the night before? That was the question. So the Magen Avraham is mesupik. If there's a mitzvah to eat Lel Erev Yom Kippur or not. And the Grun, as Beer says, the Iker is not to be marbeis except during the day. Again, it could be as tully in the svaras that we brought before, whether it applies to the night before or not. Lemaisa, it's a suffix in the paiskim. Goes back to what we started off with. If the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah deraisa, it's a suffix deraisa. It's a suffix deraisa, you gotta be machmer and eat a night also. So it depends how you paskin on that. That's the answer. Why don't we make a bracha on this mitzvah? And the mitzvah, what?
How do
we pass it? It's also a suffix. So if you enjoy eating, then eat. If you don't enjoy eating, then don't. There's also a raid about why don't we make a bracha on it, etc. Okay, Simon Tuf Reish Hey. The mitzvah of Kaparis on Erev Yom Kippur, or in many places they do it earlier. So the Mechaber did not hold of Kaparis at all. Mechaber was of the opinion that Kaparis is a min shtus and darkei emoiri, and you're not allowed to do it. That which Sfadim do Kaparis is only because they're following the Arizal, well, you should do. The Mechaber held they not to do it. So the Ramah is the one that says to yet do it. The Ramah brings down Hagah. Truth is, if you take a look at Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, Pei Dalet, Amadeus, I think it is. Rashi over there brings down from the Tshuvas HaGoyim that in the beginning of Elul, 15 days before, 22 days before Tishrei, they were plant in the, here look, they were plant in there's something called Parpisa, type of plant called Parpisa. And Uvichuvas Agoina Matsasi Pe Allah from a base. Shoisa Choisles Mikapes Tamarim. They make baskets from the leaves of the tamarim, of the lulavs. Umimalan is an off of a zevel behemoth. They will fill it with dirt and fertilizer. V'chav beis etez vav yoyim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, 22 or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah. Oisin kol echa ve'echad l'shem kol katan v'ktan shebebeis. They would make for everyone in the house, every katan, ktan, everyone, they would make a plant. V'zaron l'seichan, they would plant in it pula, mitzvi, or kidneys, some type of bean. And would grow. And they would use these things because they grow very quickly. A polamitsu grows quickly. Each one would take their plant around the head. Shiva palmim. And throw it into the river. That's what they used to do. Somewhere along the way, later on, the mini became with a chicken, and a male takes a male chicken, a female takes a female chicken, a pregnant lady takes two chickens. A discussion in the Paiskim whether you can use the same chicken for two people. What if the two people are doing it at the same time? Maybe, yeah, but if it's one after another, not. Sounds like there's something going on over here, right? Well, why do you have so many dinim on what the chicken and which chicken and all that? Yeah. Plant? Not that I know. So, there seems like there's something going on with this chicken. But the Mechab is right. If you just believe in the chicken, then that's Dark Emory and that's not our belief. So what are we supposed to be doing when we do this mini? What our kavanah is supposed to be is for tshuva. When we take that chicken, again, I can't explain the pratim of why dafka male chicken for a male, and why you can only use it once, not twice. But the idea behind it is that we take that chicken and we're thinking to ourselves that what's happening to this chicken or what will be taking place to this chicken should be taking place to me. There are four Arba Mises Bezdin. There are four types of Mises that Bezdin gives. And all four of them are going to happen to this chicken. The Shechita is Hereg, when they pluck the feathers out, the hair by the neck, by the Makam Shechita, it chokes a little, so it's like Chenek, choking. Then if you ever watch afterwards, they take the chicken, they throw it down into that tube, that Skila, and then they singe off the feathers, that's the Sreifa. It's very similar to the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when he's discussing what's the idea of Karbanos, right? He brings the Mara Nevuchim, says one reason, and then the Ramban says that the reason is because when a person does a Chet, he deserves to bring himself as a Karban. But instead of bringing himself as a Karban, he brings the animal as a carbon, and he's mizvade, he says vidoy at the time when he brings a carbon. The vidoy is, I did avera chatasi, and what's happening to this animal should be happening to me. And that's very similar to what's happening over here by kapar. So we say, ze tachazeh, ze chalifasi, ze tmurasi, the kavan is in yonam of tshuva. And that's in the Mariyoy. Right, and that's the idea behind the meaning of kaparas. Some don't use chickens, some use money. Money, if you're using money, it's not clear how much money. Rav Moshe used to say the cost of a suda, a small suda for a oni, others say the price of a chicken. the chickens usually go to the aniyim. The money goes to aniyim. It's just in your staka. Stock is always a kapara. So we try to kaparate as much stock as we could also during these days. Simon Tafresh Vav discusses Sheifayas Chaver Be'Erev Kippur. One should be Mefayas, his friend, on Erev Kippur. Doesn't mean that you have to wait until Erev Kippur to be Mefayas him. You can already do it from Erev Rosh Hashanah if you need to. But the Inyan of Pius, Averis Ben Adam Chaveroi, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. There's a man in the Gemara that the day of Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Just the day itself is Mechaper. You're alive on the day of Yom Kippur even if you did nothing. Others hold on, it's only Mechaper with Tshuva. But for Ben Adam Chaveroi, you need Mechila from your friend. And therefore, one needs to be Mefayis their friend. It's an interesting simon to learn. There's a lot of dinim in the simon itself, but a different dinim about mechila, when and mechila and different situations that one might be in, to know whether they have to ask mechila, how to ask mechila. The friend didn't give me mechila, so they have to go back to him how many times and all that. Yeah.
Just one question. Should be specifically
if you know a specific instance, then you should ask him for that specific thing.
But I'm saying what people usually do is say you mock me for everything, whatever that covers that.
No, I mean may or may not, because it could be if he would know that one thing, he's not including that. So it's better than nothing, but it's not the best.
And also, earlier say that to start every Rosh Hashanah, you can't start that now? Why can't you start that now?
Yeah, I didn't mean dafka that. You can start right now. Wanna get up?
I'll wait till after
this. You have someone that you need to ask for? Like, you're a perfect person, no? Okay. You know, in the old machzorim used to say in the beginning, do a small averus, you'll have what to clap al chet for. Okay, anyways, there is a big famous machlekes in the Chofetz Chaim and Rosh Aslanta that if, let's say, your friend, you did something to your friend, your friend has no idea that you did it to him or that it even happened to him, something happened. So should you go over to him? Now you're going to get him upset. Now he's going to be embarrassed or whatever it may be. Not a simple, what? Chofetz Chaim Paskin, they have to ask mechila. But if it's difficult, you can be simcha on the soslanta. Okay, the simon also discusses tevila, tevling on Erev Yom Kippur. Tevling on Erev Yom Kippur, according to some shittas, is a deraisa. The fnei Hashem titaru, the goyim used to make a bracha, shekit shalom zveitz v'tzivanu, because they held that it was mamish a mitzvah of deraisa to tevil on Erev Yom Kippur. We do not paskin like that. We do not make a bracha on the tevila. There's different reasons for why there's a specific inyan to tevil Erev Yom Kippur. One reason is in case we arrive on Baal Keri, in case we're a Keri, to remove that. Others bring down from the Medrash that Yom Kippur we're nucky like a malach. So just like Malach HaShari said, Nikim from Ochet, so to Yisrael is Nikim from Ochet, and we want to be Mizdamis ourselves as much as possible to the Nikim, to be Naki like the Malachim from Chet. So therefore we Tevel to cleanse ourselves. Others are Mizdamis to Tevilas HaGer, that just like a Ger Tevels before he becomes a Ger, so too we're doing something similar to that. We're Kilo starting new. There's nafka minas between all these reasons of what type of tevila you would need. If it's a deraisa, you have to remove all chatzitzes. If it's only for keri, we're not makpid on chatzitzes. If it's daima to a ger, so maybe you have to remove chatzitzes. Different nafka minas of that come out of it. Yeah, what's considered a chatzitza? It's halacha. It's to take out a chelik beis mishabura. In Hilchas Netilas Yedayim, start with that. There's a whole long siman. I think it's Kuf Nun Tes of Chatzitza that you can have on your hand. Start with that. Then go to Hilchas Tefillin. There's also Hilchas Chatzitzas over there for on your arm and on your head. And then you can learn in your day and by Isha, a lady who tayvels also. There's all siman of Chatzitzas. So there's a lot. There's Kuf Tzadichas.
The
Ramah's mashma that it's atzkeri, and therefore you don't have to be makpin on it. You don't have to be makpin on it, but someone who wants to go a step further, they could. But be'etzim, you don't have to make yourself crazy about it. The halacha lemaisa, it does not have to be after chatzais. If one could do within an hour before chatzais, from within an hour before chatzais, that's good. But someone who does not want to go when it's other people are there or it's packed, and therefore the choice is to go early in the morning, it's fine to go early in the morning. But that's the mitzvah tefillah. Okay, so we got up to Tavresh Zayin. Be'ezus Hashem, next week we will continue, and I wish everyone Siva Chesimit Toiva, Guga Ben Shiar. We should have a year full of Shtaiging, Aliyah here in Eretz Yisrael, and give nachas to all our parents.
Amen. Yeah.